Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, let's talk all about female pattern hair loss. And if you're a woman, you know how devastating this can be. During this pandemic, it has been epidemic. The amount of hair loss complaints that I've seen from my women clients and followers has been incredibly high. It's the amount of stress and cortisol levels coursing through us that's causing acute sudden hair loss, as well as kind of chronic gradual hair loss now that we're in month 10 of the pandemic. I'm sure guys are suffering too, but being a girl, I'm going to talk about female pattern hair loss primarily. A lot of this also applies to men, though. Did you know that only 45% of women go through life with a full head of hair? The rest of us, the other half, suffer from chronic hair loss. And if we look at any population of women, we'll find that almost 60% of them have thinning hair loss and density changes of the hair. Many people have medical reasons for hair loss, and you definitely have to see your internist to see if you're having problems related to anemia, vitamin D deficiency, thyroid problems, or autoimmune disease. Those would be the top four things that we look at. And I think in my patients in the 20 to 50 age group, anemia and iron deficiency is actually one of the most common and prevalent problems. It's because we have heavy periods, we have fibroids, we have childbirth, we have like chronic stress, crash dieting. There's so many reasons that we don't get enough iron in our diet. So definitely start with blood work and definitely start with really good hair, skin, and nails vitamins. You don't want to buy the crappy ones at the drugstore. You want to buy ones that have almost a gram or 2 grams of biotin in them. I recommend that you come in for a full evaluation if you're having female pattern hair loss, because we want to do a couple things, starting with a hair brushing test where you put a clean towel on the floor, brush your hair, collect all the hairs that fall, and the hair fall test will kind of show you if you have a hair count higher than 100 hairs every time you're brushing, you're definitely having hair loss that's in excess of normal. Hair shedding is natural, and every one of us will have some degree of hair shedding, and it fluctuates. The hair has a four-step growth cycle, and depending on what phase your hairs are in, they'll either be in the growing phase or the shedding phase. There's a dormant phase as well. But if you're noticing more than 100 hairs falling on your clean white towel when you brush your hair, it's a sign of something probably excessive. And you'll look at those hairs when they fall and check them, because sometimes there is a little white bulb on the tail of the hair and those hairs are shed, and sometimes there's a breakage with just a dry hair fragment that's fractured, and sometimes there's going to be clumps of hair. And we really need to know this when you come in as a patient. We're going to ask you all these questions. We're going to examine your scalp and look at the scalp hair density. And mostly between the ages of 20 to 29 is when people start to notice hair thinning. One of the most common reasons we get frontal scalp hair loss is female pattern hair loss. And that's related to androgens floating in your bloodstream. And androgens are from the testosterone family. And when we have binding of testosterone metabolites to the hair follicles, we'll get a few changes that occur, including miniaturization of the hair follicle, thinning, as well as excessive shedding, and then excess scalp show. And if it's in the front of the scalp, that's typical for women to notice frontal thinning. That's female pattern hair loss, and that's androgenic alopecia. If you're able to start some treatments on your own, the best things to do initially would be getting minoxidil or women's Rogaine, which you can apply topically to the scalp. It does take 4 months for that to start working, but when it does, it improves some of the hair density. It doesn't work in everybody, but if it's going to work, it'll work at month 4, and then you'll persistently use that, because if you stop using it, you can shed the baby hairs that grow. So that's an easy home thing to start. Red light laser treatments are easy to do, and even places like Costco now sell a red light laser cap, or Hair Max laser is beneficial. And the red light triggers better metabolism for the reproductive cells in the hair shaft bulb, improves mitochondria, improves the blood flow, and thus improves the hair density. Both of those can improve density by 10 to 20%. platelet-rich plasma injections are awesome, and that's harvesting your blood, taking the stem cell growth factor layer and injecting that topically right into the scalp in the pattern of the density hair loss. And that takes 4 to 6 sessions, usually done about 6 weeks to 8 weeks apart, and it's going to be your own stem cell growth factor that we harvest and spin down. And the injections are mildly painful, but it's worth it. Results will be visible at 4 to 6 months. And you can maintain that with booster sessions intermittently, like once or twice a year. I also love to use hair shampoos that are going to remove testosterone that binds to the hair follicles. You want shampoos that reduce the production of DHT, dihydrotestosterone. And you definitely want something that's sulfate-free, that's going to be gentle and tolerable for hair that's dyed. Those of us who are thinning always want to have a freshly dyed scalp, because when you dye your roots, you're going to look like you have more density. Hair dyes dilate and open the hair shaft, making it look slightly thicker in the first few weeks after you get a fresh hair dye. And then over time, it helps to maintain a look of cosmetic camouflage and more density. And who knows if long-term hair dyes are actually one of the causes of our hair shedding. I'm sure they probably are. But with modern technology, this is what we have. And with us feeling the need to have self-esteem and self-identity and attractiveness, I don't think hair dyes are going anywhere in the short term. I definitely think that the dermal papillae anchor better. And the proteins in your dermal papillae will do better if you have a shampoo that reduces production of DHT. And in general, you'll get fuller and thicker and better hair regrowth. There are definitely some peptides that will improve synergistically when you use them as well. You can definitely try my hair growth system. This is a system to both boost hair follicles with peptides and a proprietary formula that improves the health of the dermal papillae for better hair anchoring. And you can use the shampoo and conditioner with which improve and remove production of DHT on the surface of the scalp. And that's going to help you significantly with female pattern hair loss. Another couple quick tips. Definitely try a dandruff shampoo with zinc. These dandruff shampoos remove small fungal particles which can be affecting your scalp and causing hair density issues. So I think using a dandruff shampoo at least once a week is super beneficial. It treats the follicles and improves their overall health. It sheds and removes scalp debris, as well as thickening and keratin on the scalp surface. In general, I think avoiding dry shampoos is very important, because some of that DHT residue kind of gets embedded in the scalp the more you have a dirtier scalp, and there's layers and layers of residue from conditioner, from shampoo, from dry shampoo, from colorants. So scrubs, you really need to scrub your scalp thoroughly when you're doing a good shampoo. Scalp massage and debridement of the scalp surface itself is so beneficial. So that's an overall plan. Remember, start with diagnostic testing, hormone levels, nutritional deficiencies, check your thyroid, then come in for an evaluation of your scalp, and then go for these high-tech hair regrowth strategies like PRP, which improves the hair growth cycle, and like using red light laser, which boosts the amount of ATP in your hair follicles. And then later on, we can always talk about other things like hair transplant, but these are important steps you can take getting a great hair regrowth system. Try my shampoo and conditioner and hair peptides. I've been using it for these last 4 months, and it's really, really been helping. But start now. The moment you notice thinning is the moment you need to start, because by the time you see some scalp thinning and scalp show, you've already lost 30% of your hair, and it's not coming back. It's difficult to get these hairs to grow back. So there you have it, all my tips for hair loss for females, male pattern. We'll talk about that next time. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces and hair and scalps. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our hair regrowth system and a ton of great products for your skin. Love you guys. Stop stressing so much. Stress is one of the main things that causes hair loss. We're all going to get through this pandemic. It just takes time. Stay out there, take good care of yourselves, and stay beautiful.